Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a pretty flattish start, but you wouldn't know it looking at the Nasdaq, which just perched itself on a new record high.
That's right. The mood is what I'd call cautiously bullish. The futures are barely moving, with S&P futures down just a point, and the Dow down about 36. But the underlying momentum, especially in tech, is undeniable. It feels like the market is just taking a quick breath.
So what's on the macro radar? I see President Trump was active on the trade front again.
He was. A 50% tariff on Brazil was announced, and he confirmed the 50% copper tariff starts August 1st. But honestly, the market seems to be shrugging it off. The focus is just not there right now. It's all about tech leadership and the path of least resistance, which is currently up.
Interesting. So the market is just ignoring potential trade friction?
For now, yes. The narrative is being driven by mega cap tech and the idea that rates are heading lower. Investors are digesting the tariff news without any immediate inflation fears. Plus, we have some positive signs, like Indian officials heading to the U.S. for more trade talks.
Got it. And looking ahead, we have initial jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. What's the expectation there?
The consensus is looking for around 245,000. A little tick up from the prior 233,000. It's a number to watch, but it would probably take a huge surprise to really shift this cautiously optimistic sentiment we're seeing.
Okay, let's get to the main event. Earnings and the big pre-market movers. It feels like a mixed bag today.
A very mixed bag. On the plus side, you have Delta Airlines, ticker DAL. They absolutely crushed their second quarter expectations and issued solid guidance. It shows the consumer is still spending on travel, which is a great sign.
But on the other side of that consumer coin, Conagra?
Exactly. Conagra, ticker CAG, is a different story. They missed on both the top and bottom lines, and, more importantly, issued below consensus guidance for their next fiscal year. So, while people are flying, maybe they're being a bit more selective at the grocery store.
That's a fascinating contrast. Now, let's hit the absolute rockets this morning. WK Kellogg, ticker KLG, is gapping up over 50%. What is going on there?
M&A buzz. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Ferrero, you know, the Nutella people, are nearing a deal to acquire the company for $3 billion. The market is clearly loving that price tag.
Wow. And another huge mover is MP Materials, ticker MP, up around 30%. What's the catalyst?
That's a huge strategic story. MP announced a partnership with the U.S. Department of Defense. The goal is to accelerate U.S. independence in rare earth magnets, which are critical for, well, everything from EVs to defense technology. This is a massive public-private partnership.
So, with all these moving pieces, where should traders be focusing their attention? What are the key sectors?
The trend is your friend, and the trend is clear. Tech, ticker XLK, and consumer discretionary, XLY, continue to show robust performance. They are driving the bus. On the flip side, energy, XLE, has seen a bit of a correction, and staples are lagging. There's no major rotation happening. It's just a continuation of leadership.
So any specific trade ideas for our listeners?
Well, the analysis suggests focusing on that leadership. For a continuation play, a name like Microsoft, MSFT, is on the watch list. For an anticipation play, given all the buzz, look at the semiconductor space. A name like Applied Materials, AMATAs, for levels, watch 620 on the SPY for support and 625 for resistance. A break above could ignite another leg up.
And speaking of semis, the analysts were busy. Goldman initiated coverage on a ton of them.
They were out in full force. They initiated Nvidia, Broadcom, and Texas Instruments, all with buy ratings. It's a major vote of confidence in the entire AI and chip thesis. But they also slapped a downgrade on names like Nike and Workday, so they're definitely picking their spots.
All right, a lot to chew on before the opening bell. Give us your final thought for the day.
Look, the market is resilient. The Nasdaq is at all-time highs for a reason. Tech is leading, and low volatility, with the VXX dropping, is giving bulls the green light. However, the weakness in a name like Conagra and the tariff noise are reminders to stay disciplined. Focus on the leaders, but don't get complacent. Watch those key support levels.
Great insights, cautious optimism with a heavy dose of tech leadership. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Trade smart, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.